Parashas Re'eh, Sheni, Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'ayah ha'makom asher yibchar Hashem alokeichan bo, and it'll be the place that Hashem chooses in it. L'shakin shemo Hashem, to have his name rest there. Shama taviyu eis kol asher nachim mitzav eschem. There's where you offer everything that I commanded you. V'osechem b'sifrichem, asur eschem, tshum asirchem, chol me'bchar nidrichem, asher tadiru l'Hashem, your korban olos, your sacrifices, your maestros, your trumos, anything that's choices of your nadarim that you make a nether to Hashem. Pasuk Yud Beis, Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem, and you should be joyous before Hashem your God. Atem v'neichem v'vnoseichem v'abdechem v'amoseichem, you, your son, your daughters, your servants, your maidservants, v'alevi asher b'sharacha, and alevi in your courtyards, ki'in l'chelek v'nachal eitchem, because he doesn't have a portion amongst you. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yishrem l'cha pentale l'asecha, v'chom akom asher t'irat, beware if you, lest you bring up your olah offerings at any place you see. Rashi comes, Yisrael Melacha, Litin Lotha, say Al Davar, to add upon a negative commandment upon the matter. B'choma Kom Asher Tireh. Asher Yala Bilibacha, meaning whatever you want. Aval Ata Makir, but you can offer it Al Pinavi through the words of a Navi, and that's not through your own volition. Kagon, Elio Bahar Kamel, like Elio on Har Karmel. Pasuk Yadalad, Ki Imba Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, Bachat Shivtacha, Sham Talel Osecha. Only one of the places which Hashem will choose among your tribe, that's where you should bring up the all offering, your all offerings. Hashem ta'asek kol asher nachim etzavek, and then that's where you should do all that I command you. Rashi comments, be'achash shabtecha b'chalkos shabiyamin, this is the portion of b'yamin. L'malhu omer mikol shabtechem, but in another place it says all your tribes. Hakit, how is it possible? K'shakana David, when David bought us a gar in the threshing floor, which is the place of the Beis HaMikdash, mi'aravna ha'yivusi, from aravna the yivusi, he collected gold from everyone. Nevertheless, but the place was actually in the portion of Binyamin. But in all the desire of your heart, you should slaughter and eat meat according to the blessing that Hashem your God has given you in all your cities. The pure and the impure can eat together, like the deer and like the heart. Rashi comments, "Rak b'chol avas nafshecha." Ma'a kasum daber? What's the pasuk referring to? Im b'bsar taiva. If it's referring to the flesh of desire, meaning meat that a person desires, that is not an offering. La'tirim lehem, to permit them below hakarvus imurim, without offering the imurim on the mizbeach. Her amar b'alkom alkom ach. We already have a discussion of that earlier somewhere else. Kirichav Hashem l'kanecha eskulachu. Hashem will broaden your boundaries. V'marta l'chal says b'asar v'gomer, and you will say, "I will eat meat." So what does this pasuk talk about? Holy offerings which have a mum on them, they should be redeemed, and they may be eaten in any place in even outside of Yerushalayim. Yachol yipadu amum over. You might feel like you could redeem them on a passing mum. Tamloma rak. The Torah says rak tizbach v'achata in l'chabehem heter giza v'chalav. You do not have a blemish offering permission to use the animal's fleece or milk. Allah achila dezvicha, except for eating it in the matter of slaughtering. Hatmei v'atar, l'fi shabo mikoach kashim, because since it's coming as an expression from something that was holy, shnebra behem, ha'basor asher yigah b'chotam mi'ochlel, the flesh that touches anything that is impure you cannot eat, husrach hatarbo, the Torah has to tell you that it's permissible, once it has a mum, shatami v'tar ochlim, that the impure and the pure can eat it, b'kar achas, in one dish. Kitsu v'chayil, sh'in karban behem ehem, like a deer or an ayol or heart, which doesn't have an offering coming from them. Katzig v'chayil, v'patrim, to exempt them min hazrov v'lechayim v'akeva, to exclude them from the zrov v'lechayim and the keva, for these types of animals. Pasuk says zayim, rak hadam lo sochelu, don't eat the blood, al eretz tishpechana kamayim, you should pour it onto the earth like water. Rashi comments, rak al eretz rak hadam lo sochelu, af bishamarti, even though I said, shin l'chabo, Zerika's dam ba mizbeach. There is no zerika on the mizbeach. Lo tochlenu, don't eat the blood still. Tishbechana b'mayim, kamayim. Normal chad shinin tzrach kisei, which tells us you don't have to cover du kisei dam. Davar acher, haru kamayim. Ha'hechsher sezrayim, we're telling us the rule. By hechsher to ready the seas for tuma, this is considered like water. Pasuk Zayin, lo sucha lachol b'sharacha me'asar zagan chavis roshcha v'yitzaracha v'chars b'kar chavis onacha. You may not eat in your cities the maaser of your grain, the wine, the oil, the firstborn of your cattle and the flocks, the chol, nidarecha, asher, tidor, and all your nidam that you make a neder for, v'nidvosecha, your nidavos, v'shumaserecha, and your trumos. Rashi comes, lo suchu, but akasavitin lo suchu, say adavar. The Torah is giving us a negative commandment over this. Lo suchu, you're not able. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Rabbi Yishum Karcha says, Yochel Ata, you are able, Aval Einach Rashai, but you're not permitted. Ketsa, Kiyosuba, similarly, Esa Yusi Yoshevi Yerushalayim, the Yerushim who live in Yerushalayim, Lo Yachlu B'nei Yisrael, B'nei Yehuda L'Harisham. The Jews of the children of Yehuda were unable to drive them out. Yachli Cholim, they were able to. Ella Sheinam Rishayim, they weren't permitted to. Fishikarslam Avram Bris, because Avram keeps a bris with them. Kishalokach Mehem Maris Machpelah, we took the Maris Machpelah. V'lo Yivusuya, but they were not Yivusim. Ella Chitmayu, they were Yichitim. Ella, but the Torah, the Navi calls it Yivusim. Hashem Sheir Sheshmayavus, because the city was called Yivusi. Kach Meforish Beperkei the Reb Elazar. That's what it says in Perkei the Reb Elazar. V'ushenemar. Unless you remove the blind ones and the lame ones, the blind ones, which are statues, and these two things are statues, which has the shvua written on them. As far as the Kohanim, that's a negative command for the Kohanim. This is referring to the first fruits, the Bikurim. Only eat them in front of Hashem. You should eat them before Hashem, in place that Hashem, your God, chooses, your son, your daughter, your slaves, your slave, your maidservants, the Levi, who is in your city. And you should be joyous before Hashem, your God, in every undertaking. Rashi comments, within Yerushalayim, if you don't have anything to give him, mechalka from his portion, meaning what the Levi deserves, could go Maaser Rishon, like for example, Maaser Rishon, Tein Lo Maaser Ani, give him Maaser Ani. Ein Lecha Maaser Ani, if he doesn't have Maaser Ani, he's Bidu Al Shlamecha, then you should invite him to join the offering, the Shlamim offering. Pasuk attests, Shom El Cham Pent Azobas HaLevi, Klai Mecha, Azam Masecha, beware for yourself, lest you forsake the Levi, all your days of your land. Rashi comments, Shom El Cham Litin Lo Sosei, I'm never going to add a negative commandment to this, Alad Masecha, but beyond in the Galus, you don't have to be more careful about Levim than any other poor person in the Jewish nation. When Hashem will expand your borders, Hashem has commanded, has spoken to you, and you will say, let's eat, I want to eat meat, for it is desirable for you to eat meat. As much as you desire, you should eat meat. Rashi comments, Yachiv, Lim the Torah teaching you, this is the proper kind, don't desire meat except out of the broadness of hands and wealth. Bechol Abbas Nafshecha, Avu Bemivar, in the Wudazar, Nasser, Lacham Besar Hulin, you cannot eat sacred meat. Elam Kain, Makdisha, unless you sanctify it, Makriv Lashlam, and then bring it as a carbon shlam. If the place where Hashem chooses his name to be on is far from you, and you slaughter from your flock and your cattle, Hashem gave you like you were commanded, you should eat in your gates according to all your desire of your soul. And you will not be able to come. So shalomim, offer the carbon shalomim b'chol yom every day. Kimo achshav, as you do now, mishkan holech imam, when mishkan goes along with you. V'zavach l'kashir suvisicha l'mana, which teaches you shish siva bezvicha. There is a commandment about slaughtering. Heichishchot ha, do it. Hein hilchos shchita shenemar Moshe misina ape. These are the oral traditions of the Moshe who told at Sinai about how to slaughter the hilchos shchita. Pasuk habez ach kashir yeichel, but as the deer. As the deer and the heart are eaten, you shall eat it. The impure and the pure eating it together. Rashi comments, "Ach, kasher yachel asatziv v'gomer, in chaluzer, you are not enjoined, commanded, la'achon b'tar to eat them in purity. E matziv v'ayel chabim motor. So you might have thought these things, the deer and the heart, their fat is permissible. Af chulin, just like other sorts of chulin, chabim motor should be permissible to eat the fats. Tamalomar, af the Torah says but." Pasuk Chav Gimel, Rak Chazek Vuviti Achol Dam. But strengthen yourself. Don't eat blood. Ki dam hu nefesh, because the blood is the soul. Lo sochal nefesh im habasar. Do not eat the soul with the meat. Rashi comments, Rak Chazek Vuviti Achol Dam. Mechash Shnor from that which it says, Chazek be strong. Avlam and you learn shiyum shitufim ben bedam lach bedam. They're very accustomed to eating blood. This the figa chutzrich lemar Chazek. That's what the Torah says. Strong. Give Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rishon ben Azay, my Rishon ben Azay comments, Lo Bakasu El Hasircha, Torah's warning you, Al Hadam Imadal Al Hu Kal, Tishamri Menu, in Shinazam is Avalo, Hutzrach the Chazka the Hazra. So, Kamacham Lashar Mitzvos, if the Torah has to strengthen you about things which a person does not desire to do, all the more so for other mitzvos. This is a warning against eating a limb of a living animal. Pasuk Chavdal. Don't eat it. On the land, you should pour it out like water. Rashi comments. This is like a warning against eating the blood that was squeezed out. After the shechita, there is blood that came out. That is also a iser to eat. Pasuk Chavdal. Don't eat it. So they should be good for you, and for your children after you. You do what is right in the eyes of Hashem. Rashi comments, this is an added negative command for the blood of the organs. Just look at the reward of commandments. If for blood which a person doesn't desire, and he separates from them, he gets all this reward. So for his children, so, him and his children, all the more so for Gezel and Arayas, which a person has a desire to do, he gets more. He also gets more reward. Only your holy things that you will have and your vow offerings. Tisa, you should carry. You should go to the place which Hashem chooses. Even though you're permitted to offer non-sacred animals outside the base of Mikdash, I didn't permit you to slaughter the offerings and eat them outside your cities, within your cities, outside of your Yerushalayim, below Hakav, without offering it up. Rather, bring it to the base of Mikdash. Pasuk of Zayin, Vasisa Alasecha Abasar Adam, you should perform your all offering, the flesh and the blood, Al Mizbech Hashem, Al Kech, on the altar of Hashem your God, Damizu Chacha Yishafich, Al Mizbech Hashem Al Kech, Vabasar Tochilu. You should pour the blood of the sacrifices on the altar of Hashem, and you shall eat the flesh. Rashi comments, Vasisa Alasecha, Im Olos Hein Ten Abasar Adam, if it's all in all, bring the flesh and the blood. Al gam hamizbech on the mizbech. If it's a shlamim, and if it's a shlamim, dam ziv chacha yishafech. First, pour the blood out. Al mizbech tchila. V'achka chabarso tachelu, and then eat the flesh. The two different karbanos that are mentioned in this pasuk. Oh, va'o darshu rabbis and the rabbis derive as well. Rak kachacha. Only your holy offerings. Shabbat l'ami, which comes to teach us al kachim. Shabbachutzarts, offerings that are holy outside of Eretz Yisrael. Ulamicha, which teaches us al tamuros. The substitutions, Avlados Kashim, and the offspring of the offerings, Shekhiva, they should be offered as well. Pasuk Kachas, Shamor Vishamata, You listen, wash and listen to all the things, these things, which I am commanding you. So it should be good for you, for your children after you, Adolam forever. When you do the good and the bad and what's upright in the eyes of Hashem, your God. Rashi comments, Shamor Zumishnah. This is studying. You have to guard it in your stomach, make it part of yourself. You shouldn't forget. For it is a delight when you guard that is in them in your stomach. If you study them, after Tishma of the sky, it's possible that you obey and fulfill. What it does not study is not going to fulfill. In kol advarim, shtei chaviva alacha mitzvah kala k'mitzvah chamura. It should be like the light mitzvah, like the more serious one should be all the same. Hatov b'nei ha'shamayim, good in the eyes of Hashemayim. V'yashar, when it's right, b'nei ha'adam, in the eyes of man.